asked where the trip of the cross started. The trip, when started? And in Egypt? Yes. He said in Egypt. Yes. Good. He started when Adam sinned. This week, trip, it started in the first beginning. I think, as he said, it is truly a very, very sweet trip. And God is concerned in this trip. Before Adam was created, he loved Adam before he created man. And he foreknew that he would, as we heard his grace, he would be naked from the righteousness, he would be in shame, and so on. He put in his mind this trip so that we will put on the dress. What is the dress? With the dress of Jesus Christ. We are hidden in Him. He is our dress. We are inside Him. He is inside us. We abide in Him. He abides in us. This is, in fact, the very sweet trip, the trip of the cross. Therefore, the trip, in fact, it is the trip which God Himself, the Father, and His only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are concerned in this trip. It is specially for me, not only for all the world, it is for me. He is concerned in me. I am special in the mind of God. I am special in the heart of God, if it is correct. And He had the plan to save me, to renew my life, to glorify me, to grant me the glory, the heavenly glory. And for all these things, He put the plan of the cross. Sometimes we say, oh, the trip of the cross started by the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, by His birth from Saint Mary, or by His entrance to Jerusalem and the Holy Week, or the Paschal Week, or the Passion Week. In fact, it started in the mind of God. I am in His mind. He loves me before I was created, and He sacrificed His only begotten Son on my behalf. It is, in fact, my trip. The only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, had this trip for me, on my behalf. I want now to read just three verses from the epistle of Saint Paul to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, from verse 7 to 10, four verses. Saint Paul wrote, "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ." Christ had the priority, He is everything for me, the crucified Lord. "Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." As we heard now from His Grace, Bishop Paul, when he said, "When I am naked, I am shameful. When I find the dress, I said, oh, I can leave everything and to put on this dress so that I will not be shameful." This dress is the crucified Jesus Christ. Therefore, St. Paul said, I have to leave everything. I account everything, I consider everything as loss, as rubbish. When I see my Lord Jesus Christ, my dress, my righteousness, and my glory, my joy, my peace, is everything to me. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being confirmed to His death. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being conformed to His death. I tried to see how many times the word know or knowledge in the New Testament. Yesterday I started in the computer and I found more than 250 times it is written in the New Testament the word know or knowledge, more than 250. What does it mean? It is the second word after love. Love at the top and then knowledge. And we can't separate love from knowledge. When I love my child, I know him, he knows me. If I don't care about the knowledge of my child, I don't love him. If he doesn't care of knowledge his father, he doesn't know his father. Then we can't separate knowledge from love. The cross, as we know, God the Father loved the world, and He sacrificed His only begotten Son on behalf of the whole world, so that who may believe in Him, he will not be destroyed or ruined, but he will be glorified. If I ask my Lord Jesus Christ, why you are going to the cross? What he will ask? What he would answer? He will answer, oh, no one knows the Father except the Son. I know my Father. And none can know Him except whom the Lord wants to know. Then on His trip, or on His way, in His trip to the cross, on His way to the cross, I ask Him, what do you want from the cross? He would say, I love you. I want to reveal myself, my Father, my Holy Spirit to you, so that we can be in fellowship, mutual love between God and man. Nothing in the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross except love. I love. I love all mankind all over the world, from Adam till the end of the world. Therefore, I want everyone to know my Father and to know me and to know the Holy Spirit. It is the trip of knowledge. As we heard now in the words of St. Paul to the Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, what he said. He said that I may know him. That I may know him and the fellowship of his sufferings being confirmed to his death. I want to know me as I know also you. Malachi called the Lord Jesus Christ the Son of Righteousness. He shines all over mankind. He shines by knowledge. He said to us, I am the light of the world. When He shines on my heart, He granted me the true sight. I discover who is God. He is my Father. He is everything to me. His bosom is open to me. I want to leave everything in this world and to enjoy the bosom of the Father. This is the message of the cross. The message of the cross, He is the Son of Righteousness. He is shining in my mind. He is shining in my heart. He is shining in my body. He is shining in all my gifts and energies. I am lucky. I am near the cross. I embrace the crucified one. I am united with Him. Therefore, I am not in darkness. I am in the light. Saint Paul discovered this reality. He said, oh, all the time when I was under the law, I was in darkness. I was in the grave. I was shameful. I was naked. Now, when I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, when I am united with Him, I am in the light. There is no place for darkness in my heart. I am, in fact, enjoying the heavenly life. I was dead. Now I am alive. Then, celebrating the feast of the cross, or what we call the Good Friday, and celebrating the Pasch, or what we call the Christian Pasch, the resurrection, in fact, enjoying the light of knowledge. I know my God. I know Him more than myself. If we ask Adam, what do you know about God? He said, how do you say that? He created me. I live in Him. I enjoy all what He had done to me. He is my life. He is my joy. He is everything to me. What do you know about yourself? He said, I know myself, but not as I know my God. He is everything. I know Him more than my knowledge to myself. Jesus Christ came to the cross so that He wants to reveal the Holy Trinity to all of us. So that we may say, now I know Him. I am in touch with Him. I enjoy His life. I am united with Him. I am the real branch and the vine. He is the vine and I am one of His branches. I can't live without Him. If I will be separated, there is no life in me. In Him, I am fruitful. Therefore, celebrating the feast of the cross, or we can say, following the Lord, the road of the cross, to be a company with the crucified one, you have to ask him, may you illuminate my heart, I want to know you. I can't say I know him perfectly. Every day I know him as if it is the first day I know him. I enjoy the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is not through sermons or words from the bishop, from the priest, reading some books. Truly, it prepares you to acknowledge your crucified Christ. But none can reveal the mystery of the Holy Trinity except the Holy Spirit, whom you have received through baptism and Mairun, chrismation. Now, near the cross, we look to the crucified one and ask him, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Son of Righteousness. When you shine on me, all darkness will escape from me. When you shine on me, my heart, in fact, will be illuminated. I will discover the mystery of the Father, the mystery of the Son, the mystery of the Holy Spirit. I discover that I am not an orphan. My God is my Father. He also the groom. He also, the Lord Jesus Christ, accepted to be the brother of the believers. I am not alone. I am not in need of anyone to fill my heart. I do not beg love or emotion from any person. He grants me satisfaction. He fills my heart with himself. He is my satisfaction. Then the first gift of the cross is to acknowledge the Holy Trinity. Who are those Trinity, or who is the Holy Trinity? He is the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is my Father. I trust in him. As we heard yesterday about Ezra, he had with him about 8,000 persons, men, women, children, and so on. He didn't ask the king that he was in need of soldiers to protect them on their way from Babylon to Jerusalem. No. He said, I became shameful to ask him that. We trust in God. He is our protector. His hand upon us as an umbrella. None can penetrate his hand and do something harm for us. He spoke about how he, with all men, ladies, youth, and children, all of them were in a very joyful trip, although there were many, many enemies, and they attacked them, although he didn't mention their names. But he said, God protects us from the enemies. This is the fatherhood of God. Do you believe in God the Father? Surely we say yes. I want to ask practically. Do you believe in him? Do you trust that your life is in the hands of God, or in the hands of men? Do you trust in the plan of God or of your own plan? Are you worried about tomorrow, or you trust tomorrow is in the hands of God? If we acknowledge God the Father, we have to be full of joy, because we are the children of God. If we have now among us one of the children of the president of Kenya, do you expect from him he is joyful, he trusts in his father, or he is afraid, worried, and feels that he is very weak? He says, "Oh, I am the child of the president of Kenya. Everything is in my hand. All the citizens of the Kenya respect me. I am the child of the president." Are you the children of God, the president of the whole world, the president of heaven and earth? Why we are worried? Why we are worried about the church? Why we are worried about our family? Why we are worried about ourselves? Why we are worried about our health? Why we are worried about our salvation? We trust in Him. He loves us. We have to acknowledge not only the Father, but also the Son. He is my groom. I enjoy Him. When you see a lady, and she was married from 2 years, and said, "Oh, how are you, a bride?" She said, "Oh, bride, I am married from 2 years. I am pregnant. I am not now a bride. I am just a wife. For me, for you, for the church, we are the bride of Christ." For how long? For eternity. We will never become old. We will never say, "Oh, we were married from many, many years." No. I am the joyful bride of Christ, as if the marriage happened just now. He is the lover of mankind. I love Him. We are always rejoicing for this spiritual, heavenly, and eternal marriage. Are you rejoicing? Do you see the Lord Jesus Christ as your groom? Do you feel you are the joyful bride? Can you say, "I am the most joyful person in the whole world? I never feel I am miserable, but always I am joyful," or not, regardless of all the circumstances? We have to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes I heard, for many times I heard, even from the little children. Sometimes one of the children said, "Father, I don't find any person who loves me, even my father and my mother. I don't find the friend who loves me really." How miserable is this child? He doesn't discover the love of Christ. Then look to the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and say to Him, "Thanks God that you love me. In you, I find my heart is full of love. I am not in need of any love. But through you, I accept the love of men, and I love all men in you." We have to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You are not alone in your trip. Who can pass from this world to the world to come? It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Who can guide the church in this world which is full of sufferings? It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Who can grant me purity? It is not my work. My body is very weak. My mind is confused. My energies is not pure. My energies are not pure. It is the work of the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in my heart, who sanctifies my heart as his own temple to guide me all the way, not like Moses from Egypt to the wilderness, not like Joshua from the wilderness to Jerusalem. No, the Holy Spirit guides me from this world to heaven. He changed me from a human being, a very weak human being, to be as or in the likeness of God Himself. He renewed my nature so that I will may not say, oh, who I Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. I am in the Garden of Eden. I am in the paradise of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is also the gift of the Holy Spirit? Not only we enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ as the light of the world, but He says to us, you are the light of the world. Oh, how is it? Not only I receive the rays of the Lord Jesus Christ, I myself in the Lord, I become the light of the world. Do you have the same feeling? Do you accept this gift from God Himself? Are you the light of the world? I don't say you are the light of your family or the light of the community, your community, or the light of your country, Kenya. Do you believe that God wanted you to be the light of the world? When you say, our Father who art in heaven, do you believe that you pray on behalf not only of your family, your friends, your relatives, your church, your country, but on behalf of the whole world? Don't belittle yourself. Don't belittle yourself. Don't say, I am very weak. I am a sinner. I am not clean. I am not pure. Why you regard the gift of God? He wants you to be the light of the world. When I feel I am weak, I say, by myself I am weak. In Him, I am very strong. By myself, I am a sinner. In Him, I am pure, a saint. By myself, I can be in heaven. In Him, all the gates of heaven are open to me. I have special place in the bosom of the Father. Then the first gift of, what is the first gift of the cross? The knowledge. I know the Holy Trinity. The second point, as we enjoy the knowledge, and we acknowledge the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God shines on us, we ourselves become the light of the world. This is very important. To know yourself in the Lord. I know Him. He is my light, and in Him I become the light of the world. Here the sun, the church is called what? The moon. God is the sun, shines on the moon becomes very bright, becomes shining. Therefore, I am the moon. I am shining. We have to witness to the Holy Trinity by our inner life, by our preaching, by our behavior, and by our praying, by all means. As I am the moon and I receive the light of the Sun of Righteousness, then I have to hear the words in the book of Song of Songs, "You are beautiful like the moon." How is it? I am a human being. I am very weak. I am sinner in Christ. Don't say, "How can I live in purity?" It is not your work. It is the work of the Holy Trinity in you. Don't say, "How can I preach?" It is the work of the Holy Spirit within you. Don't say, "How can I become very joyful to witness to Jesus Christ?" It is the work of the joy, the heavenly joy, the inner joy, which is in your heart. Therefore, the reflection of the knowledge of God, that we also are responsible to bring this knowledge to others. When a person is in studying something, he wants to be in the top. He wants to say, "Oh, I discovered this and this and this. I know so and so and so." When we discover God and God is love, it is our pleasure to reveal this knowledge and to communicate with others to have the same knowledge. I was in the grave, now I am in heaven. I don't want anyone to be in the darkness of the grave. I want all those who are in the grave to be with me, accompany me in heaven. Then this is our responsibility. Not only that we become the light of the world, but also to reveal this knowledge to others. Christianity, in fact, is love. God loves me, in Him I love men, and men in Him loves others, and generation after generation, until all the world, we hope all the world enjoy the eternal life. I hope that today, we have in our, when we become alone, everyone to make a revision with himself and to ask God, "I want to know you, not through books, but through the close contact with the Holy Trinity." Truly it is the Bible through which we know God, but we can't enjoy the Word of God unless we ask God to work in us. And through the Bible, we acknowledge Him. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to know Him and also to reveal His mystery to our brethren. Glory be to God. Amen.